It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We really appreciate it, man. That free money all day today, 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 o'clock. 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. Five chances for you to win $1,000 for a total of $5,000.
Right on.
How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
Almost as exciting as that Jaguars game in London yesterday. First of all, I love a 9:30 a.m. game.
It's awesome. You drink all day.
You can start with a Bloody Mary, you get to watch football early, and then you have the rest of the day to do stuff. It doesn't cut out your entire Sunday.
We'll just watch all the other games too.
Just
watch straight up until I went to bed.
As I was, Megan was actually up too. She woke up. She watched a little bit of the game, right, Megan?
Yeah, we didn't wake up early for it.
No, yeah. We were texting back and forth. Oh, fun fact, Siri, when you say Bortles, changes it to Bottles.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you hear the rumors, might actually be kind of appropriate. But a lot of people conflicted during the Jaguars game yesterday because they won.
Yeah.
It was amazing to watch. Yeah. There were touchdowns being thrown and points being made and kicks going through and defense, you know, defending and all that stuff. But again, everyone else was all really ticked off about the protest, at least on my Facebook page. It was, yay, they're winning. Boo, they knelt during the anthem. Yay, they scored. Boo, why don't they stand up when they're raising the American flag? And this, of course, was happening at every game across the nation yesterday in response to Donald Trump's comments. What was it, like Thursday or Friday, I guess he said that, right?
It might have been Friday.
He was in Alabama, which is, and again, even this morning, you go on there and you're like, as a Jaguars fan, so many people torn because they're excited for the win, but also they feel a little bit disgraceful because of the kneeling.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that, but I did wake up like halfway through the game and I was like, wait, 30 something to zero? Like, is this real?
Megan slept through the protest, which was great, and then she woke up. Yeah. By the way, the Baltimore Ravens, not only did they kneel at the beginning of the game, but they knelt pretty much through the entire game.
They just were.
That's
not,
why they didn't get
Yeah, they were just sleeping.
Yeah. If you're watching, and we're watching Fox 30 Action News Jax, they went to a bar and they interviewed people, and they found the first guy who said it's disrespectful to the military. I don't agree with it. Then they found this other guy who said, you know what, it's their right, their freedom of speech. Then they found a third guy who said, this isn't the platform for it. Let's just play football and keep the politics out of it.
Yeah.
Fun fact, all three guys noticeably drunk.
Oh, yeah.
But
there's all kinds of...
I mean, they did go to a bar, so
yeah.
It's like, what can you expect?
Anyone who's at a bar at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday is going to have some...
He's watching a Jags game in London.
Right, or
I
just...
mean, give him a break.
Is getting bottomless mimosas.
They interviewed one guy who's like, there's a football game on? I just always hear. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. You can't deny it. This is the biggest story of the weekend. Even my kids, man, I had to sit like my kids all day. Mm-hmm. Usually we just talk about football, but we had to talk about the flag and the anthem and why they're kneeling and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, it was an interesting take on a sport that usually we just, you know, usually we just watch people kill each other on the field, but now they're killing each other off the field too. Mm. And on my Facebook feed. MJ, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, great, MJ. What did you want to say about the protests at the Jags game and across the NFL yesterday?
Okay, well, the message is lost from what the first guy did. What is it, Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
Okay. The message is lost because we have a president who can't stop tweeting and making ignorant remarks. Their response is to his behavior.
Right.
He's lunatic. He's just saying things and doing things. He's going
Well, you bring up a good point, MJ, because you're right. Colin Kaepernick originally took a knee because of like police brutality. And all these other guys yesterday took a knee against Donald Trump. So it has kind of altered the message a little bit.
Right. So it's Donald Trump with a little T because he doesn't deserve to have his name capitalized.
Right.
So that's my opinion.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Okay. I did hear someone funny write, pretty soon, if everybody takes a knee, you're going to have to protest by standing up for the anthem.
Yeah.
This is Sarah from Orange Park. How are you, Sarah?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. What'd you want to say about the Jags game and the protests and all that fun stuff?
All right. Well, you know, not only is it extremely disrespectful to all of our servicemen and women, you know, I have a brother who was hit by an IED and suffered traumatic brain injury in the military. He almost sacrificed his life for us to have the freedom of speech, which is great that they have that. However, this is their job. You cannot go to your job and express your political views. They're getting paid to do this. I can't go into my work and sit there and tell people how I feel. So why should they be able to?
No, that's true.
Can't you? I mean, can't you go into your work and tell people how you feel? Why can't you?
No, you can't hear. You can't come in here.
You and I could have a conversation freely and openly about how we feel, and we're not going to get in trouble for that.
Right, but we couldn't protest. Like, if we said, look, we're not going to go to work, or we're going to kneel down. I don't know why we do our... Well, I guess we could kneel down while we do our
jobs. Nothing like that is the same.
But if you can't wear, for example, here at our office, you can't come in wearing political buttons or political t-shirts.
Why? That kind of... I feel like you have.
No. I got them in the mail, so I tried them on to see if they fit.
I don't know.
They, look, if it's a private company, they can limit your rights. Like, for example, Megan, you can't bring a gun to work. You can't bring a gun on the field at the NFL. So there are, you know, if you work privately for a privately held company, they can limit your rights.
Hmm.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Megan's like, I got to take my gun back to my car now.
Nope.
340-9595. Hey, John from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're good, man. What'd you want to say about these protests at the NFL games yesterday?
Well, as soon as I saw that, I called up my TV provider, and I canceled NFL Red Zone, which I pay for separately.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will not be watching any more football games, because every knee that hits the ground, it dishonors your parents, your grandparents, your ancestors, and everyone else who's an American and who fought for our rights.
So you canceled your Red Zone?
I canceled my NFL Red Zone.
And you're not going to watch any more games?
I am not watching any more NFL games.
All right.
That is ridiculous. I am so angry that they did this.
Like, what needs to happen for you to watch it again?
I don't know. Probably nothing. Once you disrespect me and my country, because I take a personal hit on that as well.
Yeah.
I feel that it disrespects me.
No, I mean, look, I'm with you. I don't think it's right to kneel or sit down during the anthem either. I'm still going to go to the Jags game, though, because that's more in support of my city. I mean, that's the other thing, too. Like, if we lose our team, this city, there's going to be nothing
to do. Yeah, I mean, I don't think people understand that that's really important, too.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for calling. Well, and when I bought my season tickets, it wasn't because I was like, oh, I have to go to every Jags game. It's because I didn't want them to move. And I thought, I'll support the team. We'll go to the games. They'll stay in Jacksonville. Jacksonville will have a thriving downtown.
Right.
Of course, that didn't happen. The shipyard's still a big barren wasteland of nothing. You know, we got Daly's place. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Kelvin from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Oh, good, man. What did you want to say?
Man, I just wanted to say that I really do see, like, it's unity right now in the NFL and all across America right now. You know, people are saying it's disrespectful. I mean, we are a military town, and I work around a lot of military guys, and they're not disrespected by these guys doing it. And just for it to hit home here in Jacksonville, just like Colin Kaepernick, you know, over there in, you know, San Francisco, it's really showing me right now that these players and Americans in whole are taking a stand against stuff that they don't believe that is right. I mean, what Donald Trump said, it has no merit. You know, these guys go out and put their lives on the line every day just to give us some entertainment.
Isn't that the point of why? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and give my opinion because I don't feel like that's appropriate, but isn't that the point of the, so that we can have the freedom of speech to do the things that we feel?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I mean, I just don't, isn't that the whole point of, you know, fighting for the
freedom?
No, it's
all about
freedom of speech.
That's
freedom,
right.
You know?
Every American has freedom of speech.
Right.
Let me ask you this, though. If the players have the freedom to take a knee and fight for what they think is not right, or to take a stand against what they think is not right, doesn't everybody else, including the president, have the right to say, I think you should be fired. I think you're disrespecting the flag. Isn't that also freedom of speech?
Right, but the whole point of this right here, it was not to disrespect the flag. See, I think that they're pulling, you know, it's a cause one and a cause two. Cause one was for something that was totally different than disrespecting the flag. These players are not disrespecting America. Because if they were disrespecting America, they wouldn't even be here.
All right, hey, thanks so much for your call. 340-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live, or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.